So, I mean, we can just make the game up afterward.
No, because I don't think anyone listening along is going to be drinking.
So it's, you just want to drink then.
Yeah, that's our drunk Boxing Day episode. Hello, everybody.
Hi, it's me,
it's
Jessica.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. Fucking love Boxing Day. Did you get any good boxes today?
No.
Oh. I got some boxes, so I put stuff in them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just fucking love Boxing Day.
Yeah.
So the only reason I know what Boxing Day is because it was in a Harry Potter fanfic that I read some years ago. Otherwise, I don't know why I would be aware of this.
I don't know the point of it. I don't. Maybe that could be our have you heard about this?
Oh, about Boxing Day?
About Boxing Day. Did you get anything good for Christmas, Jess?
I got... my parents sent me this thing last week. Like my parents and my siblings and everything. I found out that I got a new job at work, a very good job. And on the same day, they sent me a box of things. And so there were two Pikachu figurines. There were coasters that are like little felt cats. I put them as decorations on my tree.
Nice.
There was Super Mario gingerbread house that Chris and I were going to make last night, but we didn't do. Then there was a controller, a Nintendo controller, like my tattoo, that's now an ornament on my tree. That was nice. Chris got me a book on BLTs, like making fancy BLTs, which I'm into because I love BLT, yeah. Although I substitute spinach for lettuce, and I don't put mayo on it. I always use mustard because I like mustard.
So it's a BST.
Yeah, BSTM.
Different sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. ABDL. but that was it. I got to do a nice little Zoom with my mom and my sister when I opened the stuff. I got my niece's iPads, which was like, it was nice to see them. They sent me a video of them opening them, and I was just glad to see that they were happy with that. But the real gift was the prime rib that I made last night. That was just fantastic. So
nice.
Yeah, I was really happy with that.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What'd you get? Anything good?
Yeah, I got...
Like a nice back rub?
The coolest thing was my dad spent a ton of time scanning every one of my grandma's old recipe cards.
Ooh.
From their house, and then he made it into a cookbook, which was
Did
really
you tell
cool.
him he could have just put that on Pinterest?
yeah, that was really cool. And he gave one to... me and my brother and all our cousins and stuff. So that was neat.
That is neat. What's your favorite recipe from there?
There are some really weird ones. A lot of them have like 50s energy. There's like chocolate mayonnaise cake.
Shit. Oh, no.
There's Jell-O salad. There's a banana sour cream dessert where you put bananas chopped up and mixed with sour cream, and then you put that in champagne flutes, and then you top it with cinnamon.
I'm going to go throw up real quick, but you know, you keep talking to folks and let me know how that goes.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
A lot of the stuff in there does sound really good. It's like good, like cheap, easy meals, like a lot of casseroles and stuff, mm-hmm, but some of them were pretty weird, which was just kind of fun. Some of them were slightly racist, which was fun. There was one called Eggs Foo Young, and it, like, there was nothing Asian about it. It was just, well, it was like a quiche, but then you put like this soy sauce mixed
with
cornstarch
on top
of it.
A little bit of soy sauce, I'm sure.
Yeah. There was like a recipe called Chicken Chinese, but it was just a recipe for how to properly boil a whole chicken so that you could shred it. And I was like, there's nothing Chinese about this.
No, until the Chinese brought shredded chicken to the States, we didn't know about it. That would have been 63,
that
I think.
That was a thing, yeah. Yeah.
Prior to 63, we did not shred chicken in the U.S. as illegal.
Yeah. I got, they got both my brother and I digital picture frames, which is cool. I'm going
to
put
Can
that
we
my...
send pictures to
yes.
them? Oh my God.
Yes.
I need the address.
Yeah.
I need to know.
That's going to be real fun.
I'm not going to send anything totally inappropriate, but I am going to send Waluigi riding that Bowser dick.
That seems inappropriate.
No, it's animated. That's fair use.
It's a cartoon. It's fine.
Yeah, it's different. Now, if there was a real guy, if I paid like a big guy to do that to a little guy and then I sent it to you, yeah, that'd be inappropriate.
And probably a little illegal.
No, if they consent and they're adults, who cares? I guess Nintendo might have a problem, copyright law. Because they're wearing the costumes. Not doing it if they're not wearing the costumes.
Wow. I got a book that I wanted. I got... What else did I get? A new purse. My mom got me a purse.
What are you going to put in there? Oh, you can put the new wallet in the new purse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Some snacks as well.
You put snacks in the purse.
Yeah.
Neat.
And then Cammy got two new toys that she already loves. It's really cute because when I got her, like, she's a rescue. And when I got her, she did not know what to do with toys. Mm-hmm. So you'd like throw her a toy and she would just kind of stare at it and be like, cool, you threw it. Nice. Like, you'll put the toy in front of her and she'll bite it and she'll pull on it and she'll go crazy. So it's very exciting. Yeah, so it was fun. I went over to my brother's and my sister-in-law is Polish. So we did like a traditional Polish dinner, which was delicious. We had pierogies and kielbasa and sauerkraut. And then I made a Yule log for dessert, which was delicious, but it was a lot of work.
Did you don any gay apparel?
I wore like a red sweater.
Oh yeah, that's gay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it was good. I would say yesterday wasn't as sad as I thought it was going to be. Today was more sad because I feel like day after Christmas is when you like hang out with your family and like... God, like we would always go for like a big walk or something after a holiday and like hang out. And today I just like sat in my apartment. I went for a walk with the dog, but then I was like, I guess I just watch a bunch of TV. I cleaned my kitchen because it was destroyed after
I did that before
my
we
baking bender.
We always did Christmas Eve was like the extended family. We'd all go out to eat or get together at one house and do those gifts. And then Christmas Day would be like you wake up early, do gifts, and then just do nothing the rest of the day. Although as we got older, we did bowling or sometimes a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were the opposite. So Christmas Eve, we'd always like do a lot of baking. We'd do church, and my mom and I would always watch It's a Wonderful Life, which we tried to do this year. We eventually got it to work. I could not get it to work right away because like we were trying to watch it live and it was an hour off because of the time difference. And I just got very upset. but we did
only
we
an hour though
it.
Shouldn't it have been 2 hours?
Yeah, so the movie was on 7 Mountain Time but 8 Eastern Time, so they were an hour ahead and they can rewind their TV, but they could only rewind it 30 minutes, so then we were a half hour off and I was like, this is stupid. And it was free on Amazon Prime, thanks Jeff Bezos, so we just watched it on Amazon Prime and just like press
careful
play
if you say his
time.
Name 3 times he owns the podcast legally and he will have David murdered.
And then Christmas Day, we would always get up really early, do presents, and then we would usually drive to Chicago, unless it was our year to host. Mm. We'd drive to Chicago and do the whole big Christmas. And I was always really jealous of people who did family stuff Christmas Eve and then did nothing on Christmas, because our Christmases were always chaos, because we had to
go
do
all over
the
place.
Family stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it was, at least for the Christmases I attended, it was pretty rare that we would be doing anything on the day. I mostly remember like laying in pajamas by the heater vents and reading or playing new video games and all that stuff. So
that sounds
this year I stayed up entirely too late last night. Chris and I did, because we watched Soul, the new Pixar movie, which I just absolutely loved.
It was good. I've heard good things.
You should definitely watch it. It's not really a spoiler, but there's a part where a character says that they used to be a lost soul. And the reason for that was Tetris. And I've never felt more attacked by a Pixar movie than being called out for an obsession with Tetris. But That was really good. And then I got up early and I made us breakfast. And when I say early, I mean like we had breakfast at 11 o'clock. So not early.
Nice.
And that was super relaxing. But otherwise, yeah, I haven't done anything today. We walked to the grocery because I needed orange juice. And then we walked out again to get Chris some coffee. But that's about all the activity I had today. It's been super nice.
Nice. I've been doing this dumb thing that I know is dumb, but in the moment feels so good, which is I fall asleep on the couch watching TV most nights now, which is not good.
That's not good. At the it's time, a bad habit to get into.
You're under the blanket. You're like, oh, yeah, so cozy. I have the background noise of the TV. I'm so tired. I'm just going to close my eyes. And then you wake up and it's 2 a.m. and I got to let the dog out. So I let the dog out and then come back in and then I go back to sleep. But then like, I'm like, what time am I supposed to wake up? You know, do I wake up at 8 because technically I fell asleep on the couch at 12, or do I let myself sleep till 10, which feels far too late?
I mean, on shutdown, on break or whatever you want to call it, I would just do whatever my body wants.
Yeah.
And then, but it depends on how easily you can readjust once you have to go back to normal work hours.
Well, even though we're on shutdown, I still want to have structure because otherwise I'm just going to get bummed out, you know, because I can't enjoy relaxation time if I'm supposed to be doing something else. Like today, I had the goal of like cleaning my whole apartment and I got done with like the kitchen and the living room, but I kept sitting down and like watching New Girl or watching some documentary. And then it's like that dumb in between where you're not getting things done, but you're also not relaxing. You're kind of just staring at the TV stressed out. So yeah, I like this next week I still want to like plan my days and try to have some sort of structure. But okay, so should we talk about what our plan is here for today? So last week I referenced we came up on the spot with the idea of doing a drunk Boxing Day episode. As you can probably tell, we're not drunk yet, but we have a drinking game prepared for you all with some loose rules. And so we are going to follow these rules. You may also follow them if you so choose. Up to you. I'm assuming you're not drinking while you listen to podcasts, but you might. I don't know. It's shut down. Who knows what we're doing anymore?
Actually, not everybody works for Cisco, which honestly, I was surprised to hear.
That doesn't seem true. Yeah.
Everyone I know works for Cisco. So logically, if we extrapolate that out, everyone works for Cisco.
David doesn't work for Cisco.
David, I don't even know who that is.
All right, so we picked some posts for ourselves, gave David the week off.
We haven't read them, though, only the titles.
No, only the titles. And so here are the rules for when you have to take a drink. So when in-laws are mentioned, any reference to a COVID Christmas or COVID-y Christmas type situation, casual racism, casual homophobia, casual sexism, and casual sex. Horrible parents, weird sexualization of a child, something that's definitely illegal.
Wait, but for illegal, morally illegal or like real illegal? Because if someone's like, I downloaded 10 movies, I'm like, I don't care.
Wait, that's illegal.
stop all the downloading.
Something that if you told the cops, the person would be arrested. Like,
okay.
If I told the cops I pirated a bunch of movies, they'd probably be like, cool, same.
What movies? Yeah. Especially since you're a white person.
There's no crimes when you're white. That's just a fact.
That's going to be the title?
No. I don't know why I got fired. Okay. Weird relationship age gap. So we're talking like not, you know, like definitely inappropriate age gap. You are thirsty. I'm assuming you meant by that like when somebody writes in the comments like you're just thirsty, or
no, like when the listeners just if they need something to drink, they can drink them. Just looking out. I want
or
them to
us
stay hydrated.
When we feel
yeah,
thirsty,
if you're thirsty, just have a drink, Becca.
Okay. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
So some sort of dumb prank that is not funny, or joke that is not funny. Like somebody backs something up by being like, I was joking.
Nice tits, Betsy.
Nice tits, Betsy. It's a joke. I was arrested by a woman cop.
I don't like the way you said woman cop.
You said woman cop. This is a throwaway, which is something we see a lot. So, a post leads to Becca or Jess revealing something from their past. That happens a lot.
Mysterious dark secrets.
Becca screams because of a post.
That happens. As the person who edits, I can tell you that happens a lot.
And then the rules where you have to finish your drink are if there's a clearly horrible relationship and one partner is oblivious. We see those all the time on Reddit. It's like, my boyfriend left me alone on Christmas and only got me half of one sock. I don't know. What should I do?
And it's weird because they're posting that in like r/cute or r/Star Trek. Like that's where you see these posts. It's out of nowhere.
Finish your drink if we disagree. Finish if we disagree with the commenters. Finish if someone laughs so hard that they can't keep reading the post. That feels directed at me.
That is absolutely directed at you.
And then finish if someone leaves an edit that says, well, I guess I'm the asshole. You all suck. I'm not convinced I'm bad in any way.
Which we do also see.
That happens a lot too. Yeah, so I think I'm going to keep the rules up on one screen and then have the post on the other because it's going
to
be hard.
Well, these will be tweeted out. So if you go to @theunholypod on Twitter, you can see them in case you're not going to keep track of them in your head.
That's right. And if you do drink along, let us know, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like most people are just listening to this to hear
I think
happens.
Becca just wanted an excuse to have some drinks while we record because we normally do this fairly early
in the morning,
like 10 or 11 my time at least. So an hour later for her. But you know, it's the holidays. We're going to post a little late tomorrow just so we can relax and enjoy ourselves.
We're cutting loose.
Ooh.
All
right. COVID.
I'm going to start us off. If I can open this link. Okay. It's happening.
Cool.
Here we go. Do you have your drink? Are you ready?
You've already yelled. Yeah, now I have to drink because you just yelled.
Wait, that's
you
not
yelled,
a rule.
Here we go.
That's not a rule.
Oh, I guess, Wait. Yeah, it's when you scream because of a post, not just in general. That's fair.
Do we want to add yelling to the rules?
I don't care. I'm just going to drink as I want to, but also when I'm supposed to.
All right, so the title, Am I the Asshole for Being Upset About My Lack of Christmas Gifts? I, 17 male, wanted a PS5. I repeatedly told my parents I wanted a PS5. My mom said they were hard to come by and asked what else I'd like. I said nothing. If I couldn't get a PS5, then don't bother with anything else. Holy shit. That's the only thing I wanted. I may have been a little insistent about it. No shit. Come Christmas morning, there is nothing for me but my favorite candy and a winter coat. I didn't understand and asked why I only got candy and a coat. My dad said I told them I didn't want anything else if they couldn't get me a PS5, so they didn't give me anything else except the coat because I need it. And my mom added the candy. I got upset and asked why they wouldn't have at least tried to give me something I must want. My dad said I was becoming a spoiled brat. I disagreed, but my dad said I obviously don't hear how I talk to people, that I'm coming across more and more bratty, and that I'm not owed anything. Lots of people wanted PS5s or Xboxes, and lots of them didn't get it. He said he could understand being mildly disappointed and not getting what I wanted, but the bratty entitled attitude had to stop. I told my dad he was being an asshole to me. Wow. And I was just disappointed that they didn't get me anything good. He said he didn't care if I was disappointed. He was disappointed in me for how materialistic I was being. When my brother, 20, male, called to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, I told him what had happened, and he actually laughed and said it sounded like Dad was teaching me a lesson. I must have been acting like a real asshole for him to do that. I don't see how I'm the asshole for being disappointed I didn't get anything for Christmas. But my dad and brother are in agreement that I'm the asshole. My brother suggested that I post here. First of all, your brother's
so you get dragged.
Mocking you.
Yeah. But clearly, like, he's not an asshole. He wanted a PS5. I get it. So there was a Christmas where we were doing gifts and my brother thought he was getting a cell phone. It's all he asked for. So he gets all these clothes and other nice stuff, like stuff he needed, but no cell phone. And he like, he lost his shit and threw a tantrum, and we were all like, but you got, you know, these 10 things. Doesn't that seem good? He's like, you knew all I wanted was a cell phone. I don't know why you treat me like this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, he was a kid. This is like 2003 or something like that. So he would have been
also
16, maybe 15, actually 17.
Also, it's not even like the mom's reasoning was just like, no, we're not going to get you a PS5. She was just like, okay, but they're really hard to get, which they are.
Yeah,
I know this because poor David tried to get one for so long. He finally gave up and just got a PS4. But they're really hard to get. So how could you? And like, your mom specifically was like, what else do you want? Because we're probably not going to get you one.
I don't want anything.
Yeah. The number one comment is just, I'm angry that my family did exactly what I asked them to. You're the asshole. Yeah, 100%. This was a good, easy one to start. And I also have a story from my past.
Oh, two drinks.
My cousins, I have these two cousins that kind of grew up just getting whatever they wanted. Not even like their family had a ton of money. It was just like from age like 3, they had iPads in front of them. They just got to watch TV all the time, always had the latest video games. Once they were teenagers, like they started getting really into like expensive basketball shoes, even though neither of them were good at basketball. And so we decided to prank them because they were kind of spoiled. And I think the year it started, it became kind of a tradition because they were really gullible and they would fall for it every time. So the first year it happened, it was an accident. It wasn't actually a prank, but the reaction led us to want to make it a yearly prank, which was my brother had just started going to U of M and got one of our cousins a Michigan like t-shirt or sweatshirt or something, and he packaged it in his old laptop box. Not thinking anything of it, just like, it's a box. And so the cousin opened it and thought it was a laptop and just started running around screaming, didn't even open the box. We finally told him to open the box, and he was so pissed that he threw it and like basically started crying. So from then on, it was yearly prank. And the next year they asked for Beats headphones from my mom and dad. And my mom and dad's budget for the two of them was never anywhere near Beats headphones price. So my brother and I went to Best Buy and asked them if they had any empty boxes of Beats, and they did. And like, we had to explain what our plan was, but they were like, oh, absolutely. And some guy at the little like Geek Squad bar went and found one and gave it to us. So then we go to the grocery store and we get not just a can of Beats, but a dented can of Beats because it was half price. And we crammed this dented can of Beats into the Beats box.
That would have felt like nice and heavy too.
Then they open it and they're like, oh my God, it's Beats. It's Beats. They open the box and they're like, ah! We did it the following year with one of my old iPhone boxes, and in it we put a disposable camera, but not just a disposable camera. We had smashed it with a hammer. So it was good. They try to do it back, but it's not as funny.
It's not as funny. No, they're not as funny. We did that to my mom once. We all chipped in and got her a new iPhone because she had been rocking like a 4S for 18 years or something.
My mom loved the 4 because it's chunky.
Well, that's why I like the 12, is I like the sides. It's got a good weight. It's the flat sides again, so I like it. But so we got my mom an iPhone 6S, and I had a box for the Xbox because I'd gotten one recently. And so we put it in there, but I was like, well, we can't have just that in there because she'll shake it and like we'll hear that it's not really anything big. So I was like, what can I put in here that would be random? So I put a shaker egg and a tambourine in there, but also a nice blanket that the person I was dating at the time had in the room. And like the intention was not to give my mom these other things, but she opens the box and is like, oh my God, this is such a nice blanket. Is this the gift? This is so thoughtful. And we're like, oh no, she likes the bullshit. I think she actually liked that blanket more than the phone, but we ended up getting her that same blanket separately, like at a different time. So it backfired. Good. Where we had to get her two gifts.
I love a good blanket.
I have the one that Duo got us, and then I have like an old green and white one where, you know, you scissor the ends and then you tie them together. You tie two blankets together to make one.
Yeah.
Those are the only two like non-comforter blankets I have.
I've had that one
probably since 2006 or something like that. It's old.
I have a lot of blankets. I love to be cozy.
That's why I
fall asleep on the couch so much.
It's not because I'm depressed. That's unrelated.
All right. So I don't think
this kid's the asshole here.
Absolutely. That was an easy one.
Yeah. Great. Love when it's easy. All right, I'll pick one that I brought in here. Sorry, it's loading. This one is called Am I the Asshole for My Reaction When My 30-year-old fiance exchanged his gift with my 16-year-old brother?
What?
I, female 26, have been with my fiance for 3 years. We both work and we both share rent and other expenses. But my fiance is currently looking for a new job. He lost his old job 3 months ago. My family lives 30 minutes away, and although it's been difficult this year, I decided to get my brother, who has a chronic condition and struggled a lot lately and was in the hospital for a few days for anemia, the one thing he's been wanting for some time. I got him an Xbox that cost me $300. He was so happy, and I'm glad I was able to cheer him up during those times. My fiance received a few gifts from his family, but he wasn't happy with any of them. I got him a perfume, and he liked it. We were visiting my family, and we had dinner with them. My fiance looked at the Xbox I got from my younger brother and didn't stop talking about it. My parents noticed, and I told him to stop complaining about what he didn't get this year. That made them uncomfortable, especially since they've been dealing with my brother's health issues and needed to relax.
Yikes.
We got home, and my fiance took something from the closet and left for about an hour. I was asleep when he came back. In the morning, I was surprised to find my brother's Xbox in the closet. I woke him up and asked about it. Turned out he dropped me off, drove back to my family's house, and exchanged the gift his aunt gave him, a $14 fancy pen, with my brother's Xbox. He said that my brother was happy to exchange gifts.
What?
I was so mad. I told him that wasn't for him, and he basically took something that is not his. Not to mention a pen for an Xbox, that's ridiculous. He told me that maybe I shouldn't have spent $300 while trying to pay for rent.
What?
I told him as long as I can pay rent, that's not a problem. That's a drink. You just yelled because of a post. And that he needs to find a job if he thinks my money isn't enough. I called my mom and I found out that they didn't actually exchange gifts. My fiance pressured my brother into giving him his Xbox. I was livid and so mad I told him to take the Xbox back to my brother, but he said it was between him and my brother. But I insisted.
I'm trying not to yell.
He refused, so I ended up taking it myself. My fiance argued when I took it and said that I was pressuring him and treating him poorly and had no respect for his feelings. I told him he was wrong to make my brother give him his gift, causing him stress and ruining his joy. I apologized to my brother, and my parents said, and I felt awful because of how my fiance behaved. My fiance isn't talking to me, saying that I have no consideration for his feelings and not understanding how he feels not having money to buy himself things he likes. I'm surprised because he has never done anything like this before. I get that he's struggling with finding a job, but this is not an excuse. Holy fucking shit.
Jessica, would you say that this falls under clearly horrible relationship and partner is oblivious?
Yeah, I do. Bottoms up, I guess.
What? I was going to say we could just edit out the part where we're chugging, but then you went...
Those are great noises. Oh, that was too much gin and tonic to have at once.
Okay. So, holy shit.
I have some concerns here.
Yeah.
One, classic are the straights okay situation, in my opinion.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She said her brother has a chronic health condition and has been hospitalized and hasn't been able to leave the house. Okay. An Xbox is the perfect gift for somebody in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would your boyfriend be mad at that?
Ex-fiance, hopefully.
Fiance, yeah. I can't believe that he was sitting at Christmas dinner being like, really? You got your brother an Xbox?
Oh, God. I can't even, like...
Perfume? I can't... Okay. Yeah. Are the straights okay? I don't understand why people put up with this stuff. What, like, at what point when she was typing this out, did she not stop and be like, this is obvious?
Wait a minute.
Why did you even need to post
here? This isn't okay.
I wonder if she has any other...
I was just looking. No, it's just comments on this.
It's a throwaway account. Wow. Yeah, every comment. I want to see if there's a single comment that says you're the asshole.
Yeah, I can't believe you wouldn't consider your fiance or your poor brother who is ill.
Okay, so this is interesting. So there's a one that says, info, why are you with this asshole? What redeeming qualities does he possess? She says, he's never done anything like this before, and I'm shocked. Ever since he lost his job, he's been behaving strangely. Okay, so it sounds like he's in a downward spiral. But
that's the best time to abandon a relationship.
The holidays.
Yeah. Holidays after 9 months or whatever, 3 months. 3 months of struggling after a big fight. You know, really... cut it right
clean
off.
Break clean mm-hmm. break
yeah just as long I as you say, don't get back together at Valentine's Day, you're gonna make it.
This is a perfect excuse to get out of it. Like, this is such a red flag. If he does something like this now, he's definitely gonna do shit like this when you're married. Get out.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, even coming here. Clearly your parents agree with you. Who else do you need to agree with you on this? Especially if you're already feeling like, oh, this is bad. I don't know what Becca's doing. She's got a knife.
No. There's a hostage in the room.
Until this pouring. Woman breaks up with her fiance, Becca's going to hold this knife. She's not doing anything. She's just holding it.
Yeah, this is... And also the gaslighting of him... lying and saying,
oh yeah, that's
your brother was on board with it when he really just like came in there and took it mm-hmm. and traded a $14 pen for something that you bought for your brother. Like, that's just stealing. It's stealing from a child. How old is the brother? 13? He said 13, I think.
I don't think they said the age, but I mean, at any age, whether they're a kid or an adult, like, that's still shitty to be like, I've got this really cool pen. It clicks.
This is way cool. That's okay. This reminds me of the episode of The Office when Michael gets Ryan the iPod and then he's trying to get someone to steal the oven mitts that Phyllis made for him. And he's
just
like,
one, though, right? Like, isn't it only.
No.
Oh, no, it is an oven mitt.
It is one oven mitt, yeah. And he's like, this is a real, somebody put a lot of work into this. It's craftsmanship. And he's like trying to get someone to take the oven mitt so he can steal the iPod. That's this energy. You never mm-hmm. want to be the Michael Scott of any situation. Also,
that's true. Yeah. Just in general, that's not a good place to aim for.
Right.
I don't know that any of the characters on there are really someone you should aim to be, though.
No. And now, like, the Jim and Pam relationship has a lot of issues. And yeah. I guess they kind of expose it in season 9 with, like, the massive codependency and the, like, fact that Pam is willing to just trash all of Jim's life dreams just because she doesn't feel like getting a different office manager job.
Yeah, but he he was doing all that without really asking her. Although
he did it initially without asking her.
Yeah,
but after
she was
knew,
like, okay, I'm on board.
And then she had an offer for the same job at somewhere in Philly, and she was just like,
no, that was
like going to
be
it.
A receptionist, though.
No, I don't think so. It was office administrator.
But he was like, so you'd like answer phones and you know, get supplies and stuff. So it was not a good job. It was not the job she wanted.
But I'm sure she could have found a job in Philadelphia, right? Like,
no, I don't think they have jobs there anymore.
No.
Yeah,
okay, you're right.
Pandemic.
And then she sells their home without telling him, but she justifies it being like, well, you bought it without asking me.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're a bad relationship. I do remember, you know, watching them at the time and being like, oh, such love. And I was like, now, actually, you guys are kind of assholes.
No, the real love story of the show is Michael and Holly. That's the love story. I love them so much.
Yeah, even that one's a little problematic, though, because of the, like, when he pours the coffee on the Woody doll, and then...
Oh, he was upset, though.
Yeah, but that, like, that's vandalism or something. It's her personal property. But then she lied to... What's his name about it? Her not fiance. She lied about it. So that was a red flag too. But like, if you just want to be
none of those
Michael,
are like red flags.
Michael.
Those are like, are yellow flags. Those.
Yeah. If you had a couple of those, you're in trouble, but just one.
Yeah. Nobody's perfect.
I'm sitting right here.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right. I'm going to go ahead with the next post.
All right. We'll do that and then we'll do our break.
Am I the asshole for not accepting a cat as a Christmas gift from my daughters and demanding that my mom take it away from her? Me and my partner have twin daughters, Daisy and Sylvia. Bold to just name your children on reddit.com. Partner is currently 5 months pregnant. My daughters are going through a cat phase. Love everything about cats at the moment, basically. Problem is, my partner is deathly allergic to cats. Can't be allowed around a cat without a stuffy nose or rashes type allergic. This grammar is really bad. I promise I'm not actually that drunk yet. Daisy and Sylvia know this and understand that they can't get a kitten, but they've been a bit sad about it. Bottom line, they understand why they can't have one as much as 9-year-olds who love their parent can. The cat phase, all capital letters, has been brought up many times on family calls. My mom is like, oh man, just get them a cat. And I always remind her of why I can't. She keeps saying, wouldn't you girls like to have a cat? And they're like, we can't because of Bubby, my partner. Christmas rolls around and everyone mails gifts, etc. Many cat-themed things. Everyone is happy. Around noon, my mom calls me and says she has an extra gift for the girls and she's coming over. She shows up 30 minutes later with a box, brings it into the house. I'm like, what is it? Partner starts getting woozy immediately. I'm like, what is it? Opens the box. Whole ass kitten. Sylvia and Daisy lose their shit and start petting
it. Wait, is that better than if they got half a kitten? Like
half ass kitten.
Yeah, there's two of you, but I could only get one cat, so I just cut it down the center.
Sylvia and Daisy lose their shit and start petting it. I also lose my shit for a very different reason. Partner runs out of the house, already rashes. I do admit I blew half a gasket on my mom. Like, what the absolute hell were you thinking? She claimed to not know that they have an allergy. That's nonsense. It's not a secret, so why in the hell was she trying to kill them, essentially? I'm like, take the cat back with you immediately. It's not a toy. The girls are crying now, and then my mom starts to cry, says she thought it was a thoughtful gift. She bought it and all, and says I'm ruining the girls' happiness. I close the box and essentially kick my mom out. The girls are upset, and I have to deal with them while sanitizing and vacuuming the whole living room as my partner sits in the car with rashes and a runny nose. Yeah, there's more to this, but I don't need to read it because it's just repeating the same stuff. You're not an asshole. Pets are not presents. Like,
not surprise presents. Like, if you've, as parents, talked and said, yes, we'd like to get a cat, let's tie it to this holiday and make it a gift, whatever. But to just be like, surprise, I got you a thing that you have to take care of for years.
After you've
and when it dies, you're going
to
be crushed.
After you've explained to her why you can't get a cat, it's not that you don't want one, it's that you cannot have one. And also, like, getting someone else's house a cat is so rude because it's a chore, really. Like, it's a pet and you love it, but it's also a lot of responsibility. So it's just a dick move no matter what to give someone else a pet for Christmas unless you live with that person and you are going to take care of it. But I just don't think pets should be gifts at all. Like, I even if it's expected, because then you're treating this living thing as like an object to be given and received, and it's not. It's a living creature. It's not
even
a present.
Even like fish?
I guess fish, fine.
What about a turtle?
I don't know. Where do you draw the line?
On paper.
This does have horrible parents, so I do think we have to drink for that.
Cheers.
Yay.
Don't hit your mic.
It's too late. Yeah, this is kind of pathetic. It's also really mean to the kids because
the mom
knew that you wouldn't be able to keep it. So she's like rubbing it in their faces.
I don't like that part.
And then even if the mom now takes the cat, then anytime, like, then you and your partner cannot go to your mom's house.
Because now they have a cat.
The kids can't go there because then if they come home, they can't, like, be around their parent. This is so stupid.
I guess the solution is to simply end the relationship.
Everyone break up with everyone.
Yeah, no assholes here.
No, your mom is, the mom is clearly the asshole.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's manipulative to the children. It sucks for the parents. Like, it's just such a shitty situation.
Also, what is the grandma stand to gain? Other than, like, being the hero that got them a cat. I guess that is something. She gets,
I'm just reading some of the comments.
She gets to watch them be all excited. But that's just mean, because then you're going to have to take it away. Dumb. Should we take our break?
Yes.
Great.
So I'm reading comments on other stuff.
Anything insightful?
No. But when you said cat, for some reason in my head, I went, "Aw, man, I'm all out of cat."
Aw, man, I'm all out of cat.
You sound like a pervert. All right, yeah, let's do our break. We're going to refill some drinks and then we'll be back.
Are we back? We've been chatting.
Yeah, we've just been casually vibing.
Vibing, but casually.
It's
the holidays. The one thing that I don't like about this time of year, other than everything else, is that there's no good podcast coming out because all the other podcasts take the week off.
Oh, do they?
And
this
so
is our chance.
I'm like home all week. Doing nothing.
Becca is horny for content.
And there's no new podcast episodes.
Well, that's good. You won't get distracted while we're trying to do music this week.
Yeah, so we are here to save everyone.
All right, then let's go through.
Maybe a longer episode.
It's my turn for a story, right?
My time to shine.
Here comes Jess. Who's
that girl?
It's me.
It's Jess.
All right. This one's called "Am I the Asshole for Putting My Sister in Her Place for Being Nosy in My Relationship?" Today, my sister, 19 female, came into my room going off on me, 17 male, because she heard a rumor that I cheated on my girlfriend at a party. I had no idea the rumor was even going around at all, but it was true.
It's not a rumor.
The girl was drunk and we shared one kiss and that's it. I really can't remember how the girl looked, to be honest. Like, come on, is that really cheating? I wasn't myself at the moment. Sober me would never do anything like that. But my sister was screaming at me like crazy, saying cheating isn't cool. I'm not going to let my little brother be a fuckboy and break girls' hearts for no reason. I think my sister got cheated on in the past, so I think that's why she reacted like this. I couldn't take the yelling anymore, and I snapped on her. I told her not to worry about my relationship and worry about the worthless one-week relationship that never worked out for her because guys just want her for her body. I guess I raised my voice too high at her and scared her and made her cry. I didn't mean to do that. I just lost my cool because she was calling me out on something that had nothing to do with her. Of course, my sister told my girlfriend about the rumor and I had to trick her into not believing it. Technically, I didn't do it. It's just a rumor going around and they have no solid proof that I actually did.
He did do it.
She believed me. I mean, I think it's for the best that she doesn't know the truth, because this would completely break her. She is just now getting over some really deep family trauma. And I also just can't throw away a one-year relationship down the drain for something so little and petty like a drunk kiss. I hate this kid.
So, definitely the asshole.
Oh, God, yeah.
First of all, I hate anyone who's 17 and drunk.
Yeah, that's illegal, so that's a drink.
That is a drink, and also it's a throwaway account, so that's another drink. yeah. So, definitely the asshole. Mostly for the whole attitude about it. He lied to his girlfriend.
Well, he lied. He tricked her. He's like, I convinced her that I'm not lying. But he also doesn't think he did anything wrong, which I don't care for.
Here's the thing. He is convinced that kissing is not cheating. And I would argue he might be right if that's the terms you've agreed to with your relationship. Because if you are both saying kissing isn't cheating and you can both go around kissing other people, then that's whatever. This is like where I get pissed with when people talk about Hillary Clinton in the negative sense of, well, she stood by her man while he just fooled around on her. And I'm like, this is a dumb argument because, like, you don't know the terms of their marriage. A marriage is a legal contract, like, when it comes down to it. It's also a sacrament in a church, but in the sense that we talk
about... For some people, not for everyone.
Yeah. It's a like, in most cases, you're talking about the legal contract, and everyone has different terms. And for them, they were always kind of this, like, Little Rock power couple. Like, I don't think either of them were ever in it
Lil
for
dick power couple.
The love. Like, they were both just trying to kind of climb the ladder, and it's possible that they enjoy each other, but, like, you don't know what their terms were, so don't shit on her for not wanting to divorce the most powerful man in the world just because he got a blowjob.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, but this aside, that's clearly not the terms of their relationship, because he lied to his girlfriend and was like, I told her that I didn't do it, and since there's no proof, like, she'll never find out. Yeah, okay, then that is cheating.
Yeah, because that's shitty
and it's cheating, because clearly you recognize that you've done something wrong because you're lying about it.
Yeah, the fact that you're saying I lied and I tricked her and I did XYZ, like, you're just such an asshole. The sister, maybe, I don't know. I think the sister is fine to yell, especially if she has been cheated on and stuff. Like, you don't want that to happen. I would assume she knows her brother's girlfriend, and so maybe they also have some sort of friendship or whatever. I hate this kid so much. He's gonna grow up to be such a douchebag.
Yeah, this is a little prick. The excuse of we were both drunk, it's like, that's not an excuse, because what if you had sex? Can't be like, yeah, well, we were both drunk.
It barely counts.
That's illegal.
Wait, that's illegal. All right, yeah, this kid's the asshole. I hate him.
Okay. So this one's tagged asshole, just so we go into that with the right expectations. It says, am I the asshole for going to bed and leaving my sister-in-law crying over Christmas presents?
She wanted a PS5 and didn't get one.
We're currently on a ski/Christmas trip with my husband's family. His older sister is one of my best friends, and I do try to be supportive, but I feel like every time we're together as a family, all of her teenage insecurity comes out. How old are you all? And it can be really exhausting. She is divorced, which is kind of a big deal in the family. Mother-in-law is very against divorce, and father-in-law grew up with parents who hated each other but praises his mom for being strong and sticking with his dad. Oh, I hate that. Adults always open presents on Christmas Eve, and it is a huge deal. My mother-in-law is the most materialistic person I've ever met. So I do get why sister-in-law equates gifts to love like she does. And I knew she was going to be the only person not getting gifts from her spouse, except the youngest sister-in-law, but she's only 19, and she's also mother-in-law's golden child. Okay, so I'm putting this together. So, sister-in-law is divorced. All the adults open their Christmas presents from their spouses and parents on Christmas Eve. So she knew that her sister-in-law wasn't going to be having any gifts to open. Okay.
Okay.
I had to. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it right in your head.
Thank you. I made sure that I bought sister-in-law a couple of nice gifts. My husband went all out this year for me, and mother-in-law always ends up with a ridiculous amount of stuff. So I get why sister-in-law was disappointed. Mother-in-law literally made a bitchy comment about how sister-in-law didn't get any jewelry and it must suck being divorced. Holy shit. Mother-in-law, okay. Father-in-law, and my husband went to bed right after, and sister-in-law was crying to me. She wasn't even talking about the divorce, but about how many presents everyone else got. Okay, that's her talking about the divorce. Dumbass. I tried to comfort her, but she just kept going on about the ring her mom got, and it isn't fair. I finally told her that I can't listen to her cry about gifts, and I went to bed. Obviously, it's Christmas today, and she's still avoiding me. She said I was being judgy and giving me the silent treatment. You're the asshole.
Yeah, I don't... There's not a lot of ambiguity here, in my opinion.
You fucking knew she wasn't gonna get any gifts. And, like... Should she have maybe removed herself from the situation when everyone was opening gifts from their spouses? Maybe. But also, maybe everyone in your fucking family could have pitched in to get her something nice, right? Like, she's going through a divorce. Get her a nice pair of earrings or something, mm-hmm. like some jewelry, so that not all the jewelry she have is a gift from her ex-husband, right? Like,
get her a something. PlayStation 5, an Xbox.
Y'all could have tried. And then... So to not get her, so you got her a couple small things. To not get her anything really, but to splurge on everybody else is kind of a dick move. But then when she's crying about it, to just be like, I can't listen to you cry about gifts. She wasn't even crying about the divorce. She was crying about gifts. That's her crying about the divorce. The reason she didn't get gifts is because she's divorced. You know that your mother-in-law and father-in-law have shitty, antiquated views about divorce. So you should have thought about this in advance. And maybe
so the real asshole is the former husband.
No.
For putting them in this situation.
We don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything in general.
Good point. So we have shitty in-laws here. So I am going to say we do have to drink for that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel really bad for that sister-in-law.
I do too.
Because like...
What? Like,
a divorce
such an
is hard
unempathetic
enough.
Family.
A divorce is hard enough, but to know that your family does not give a shit, either because they hate the fact that you got a divorce, or because they're just like, stop whining about gifts.
Just go to bed. You knew you weren't getting anything.
You
go
knew you weren't getting
go lay down.
If you wanted Christmas gifts, you shouldn't have got a divorce,
yeah.
Shelby.
Jesus
fucking
doesn't
dumb.
Bring you any gifts if you get divorced.
Santa knows you were naughty. He saw you signing those divorce papers. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. He works as a lawyer the rest of the year, so.
There's a good comment that says, everyone sucks here. Yikes. This belongs in the wealthy people problems category.
Is there a wealthy people problems category? I would love
I
to read
know.
Those.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for the sister-in-law, but I can also recognize, like, she's whining because she didn't get anything fancy.
Someone said Christmas at Aspen, LOL.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Also... Everyone stop fucking coming to Colorado for your winter vacations. We don't want you here. We're finally getting COVID under control here.
You just got there.
I've been here for like 6 months. We're finally getting COVID under control. And all these people are fucking coming here to ski. And they're not getting tested. They're bringing their whole fucking families. And now the hospitals are getting crowded again. Because they're like, oh, fun Christmas ski trip.
You can't get COVID from skiing. It doesn't have skis.
My parents are coming in February, and they're driving the 19 hours to get here and getting tested before.
And then Mary Lynch will be our guest host.
That's right. She's really excited. I don't know
I'm
if
excited.
I said this last week, but I was talking to her, and she was like, talking about our schedule for the trip, and she was like, yeah, so we can't leave for skiing Saturday morning because that's when we have to record the podcast. I'm so excited.
That's going to be so good. All right, I'll read another one.
Yeah, I guess kind of everyone sucks there because rich people problems, but also, I don't know, try having a little bit of empathy.
Empathy, that's for the poor.
That's illegal.
And if it isn't, it should be. All right, this one is, am I the asshole for wanting a full reimbursement on my bridesmaid dress after future sister-in-law replaced me? I'm going to pretend this is the same sister-in-law.
Is this a picture? Do you also see a picture of like a woman in a black dress?
There is a link that maybe is preloading for you. I'm looking at old Reddit, so.
Okay. It's kind of an ugly black dress, but continue.
Yeah, I don't think I like this dress. All right. Am I the asshole for wanting a full reimbursement? I'm going to after my future sister-in-law replace me. Our country has no restrictions. We are allowed to have parties and weddings if we follow some state-imposed rules. To me, those sound like restrictions, but, you know, we're not here to argue that.
I'm going to guess maybe Australia because they have the virus under control, so they're, like, back to having weddings and stuff.
Nerds.
But yeah, could you imagine?
Imagine living in a functional country.
I can't.
Yeah, it sounds gross.
I want freedom. Yeah. I want freedom.
I would rather be able to die on my terms than live under the thumb of an oppressive Australian government.
I want to kill other people on my terms. That's the American way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And because you were born here, you have that right.
That's absolutely true.
That's the Second Amendment. You could just fucking kill people. It's weird that they phrased it like that. My 22 female's brother, 23 male, is getting married on January 2021 to S, 31 female. Okay. She
is
wanted
that an inappropriate age difference?
23, 31. It's
borderline.
It's borderline. I don't know. As you might recall, I was engaged to someone 10 years younger than me.
A 23-year-old man has the same maturity as, I'd say, a 15-year-old female. Like, if we're talking about brain maturity and emotional maturity, that's about where I'd put it.
That's a big generalization, though.
Here's the thing.
If you didn't hate men, Rebecca?
I don't hate men. I just hate men that are younger than, like, 24.
Oh, that's oddly specific. Sucks for your nephew.
Oh, he's so cute. It does not apply. He's so cute.
You're not letting
so
me finish this story.
Okay, but I read a book to him yesterday, and he was so focused. So you know, newborns, the books that are for newborns are just black and white because
no, you need to read them Dune.
They can't really see anything. They can just see like contrast.
They're like dogs.
So the newborn books are just black and white, and he was laser focused. It was so cute. He was so interested. He sat there for like 10 minutes while I read him this book that was like 5 cardboard pages, and I just flipped back and forth forever.
Did he have an intelligent discussion afterwards?
Well, considering that the book was like, hello, zebra, hello, cow, like just different animals. Yeah, animals. The discourse afterward was really fruitful.
Okay, well, enough of that because I don't know this child, but he sounds like an idiot. Anyway. No, I'm kidding. He sounds nice. He looks great. You had the same shirt on. I laughed. And I posted that comment and then other people liked it and it was good.
He's cute. Not all babies are cute, but he's cute.
You have to think that.
No, he's actually cute, objectively.
Okay, who was he voted baby of the year?
Who will be baby of the year?
It's my favorite show. I need to make Chris watch that. They've never seen it.
She's trying to kill Jarvis.
Tackled. All right, shut it down. This is stupid. All right, I'm going to finish the story. All right. they're getting married, there's a 8-year difference. She wanted a very uniform aesthetic wedding and only selected her blonde friends and me as her bridesmaid so that everyone would look the same. I still think it's Hitler vibes. Yeah, right. She said she only wanted the master race of friends. I still think it's stupid, but since she didn't force or ask any of her friends to dye their hair, not to my knowledge at least, I shut my mouth. Now to the ah part. A, one of my bestest friends from my friend group finally came out as gay to her very strict Asian parents, and they kicked her out. She was devastated and was staying with one of my friends. We had a girls' night, got really drunk, and did something stupid. We all shaved our hair, bleached it, and colored it different colors of the rainbow flag to show support. Looked kind of stupid, but she seemed really happy to see her friend supporting her. At the end of the day, it's just hair. Who cares? The next day, when I was sober, I called my sister-in-law and told her what I had done. There's still almost 4 months to the wedding, and if she wanted to replace me, she could have. She said it was all right, and in November, we picked out the bridesmaid dresses, $950 for one.
Holy shit!
That's...
Okay,
that might be Australian. I've only been a bridesmaid...
No, their dollar is about the same. I've only been in one wedding, and my dress was $100. It did cost $150 to get it altered, because it had this dumb, like, ribbing in it.
Okay.
But $1,000 for a bridesmaid dress? Are you kidding me?
I am not. No.
That's so much money.
If you pull that shit on me, I'm not coming to your wedding.
I don't want to do it.
I will have my own wedding for you, and it will not be that expensive.
That's so rude to do to you. Okay, continue.
Thank you. It was expensive, and I had to pay for it all myself. My sister-in-law never commented on my hair whenever we saw each other, never told me she had a problem. Last week at family dinner, she pulled me aside to tell me I was being replaced. But since I had already... You will not get a rose this week. But since I had already bought the dress, she wanted me to give the dress to her friend to try on. If it fits, she will keep it, and if it doesn't, she will be altering it or buying a new one. I was a bit sad because I asked her several times before this, and she said it was okay. I told her her friend can keep her dress, and I would need a full reimbursement for it. She told me it was not possible, and since she was going to be family, she wanted me to give her the dress for free so that even if her friend didn't fit into my dress, they could try returning to the store and buying a new one in a different size.
What?
I am a college student, and I had to spend a large chunk of my savings to buy that dress. I want full reimbursement. It's my money, and I want it now. I asked her why she didn't tell me before we went dress shopping, and she told me she didn't want to hurt my feelings and kept her mouth shut.
What?
That's a drink. I was mad. I told her I don't want to keep that dress and I needed a full reimbursement no matter what she does with the dress. She went and cried to my brother and he sided with her and they both left. My parents don't want me to start drama. If they want me to keep my mouth shut, I assume that's a typo. I want parents and my brother to give me that money, which they refuse to do. Now everyone thinks I'm being petty and some of my ex-co-bridesmaids messaged me on Instagram calling me a petty, money-hungry bitch
who does not
know the value of family, which is way more valuable than money. Am I being petty? Am I the asshole? Now I am confused. No, like, Jesus Christ.
Not the asshole.
That's a lot of money.
Also, the dress is marked down now. Okay, this is in euros, so about the same as a dollar. Actually, a little more than a dollar. So 1,000 euros would be about $1,300.
1,000 euros.
That's the conversion, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this dress.
It's ugly. It looks like a funeral dress. So for everyone listening, it's like a plain black dress. It looks like something you could find at Marshall's. No hate to Marshall's, but on a rack for like $12.99. Like, it's just a plain black dress with short sleeves. No embellishments, no nothing.
There's a small embellishment, the V on the neck, and like a belt, kind of.
Okay, I still say you could find something very similar at Marshall's for $12.99.
Is it only in this color? I don't like this.
It's black, and the neckline is ugly. It's a high, high neckline.
I don't think those shoulders are flattering either.
If you're going to do a V, do a V.
Yeah.
Show the cleave. Like, this is like a Sunday school V-neck.
Yeah, you're going to a funeral wedding at Sunday school, and it needs to be tasteful.
This looks like something one of the girls in the, like, 21 Kids and Counting show would wear.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, they were something. They were that family that had the show on TLC about how the parents had, I think it was 19 Kids and Counting.
Too many kids.
And then the 20th one had so many deformities that they were like, maybe we should be done. So by then, the mom was like 47.
And I'm sure the husband was like, well, I'm not getting a vasectomy. You need to learn to keep your legs closed.
And the whole shtick was that they were super, super Christian, homeschooled the kids, were very, very conservative and churchy. And all the daughters that wanted to get married, the older daughters, like once they were like 19, 20, they had to get courted by, like, yeah. Jess is rolling her eyes.
I rolled out of my fucking chair. I'm down the hall
and
now.
So they had to have, like, chaperone dates. Like, it was the 1920s. And so this was their whole shtick, and the show was on for years. And then it was revealed that one of the men that married one of the daughters was on Ashley Madison having rampant affairs. And another one of the kids ended up being involved in a big child porn scandal. So it's almost like we shouldn't repress people and their children, and they might fucking weird.
That doesn't sound accurate. So this person is not the asshole at all.
No, and I feel so bad because it sounds like her whole family is turning against her. At which
and like,
point
was
I'd be
it
like,
is the
cool,
hair the hair was
the
problem?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, yeah. So it's like as soon as she changed her hair, her sister-in-law didn't want to make her upset. But like, she gave her an out. Like, after she dyed her hair, she told her sister-in-law right away, like 4 months before the wedding, to be like, hey, if you want to switch me out with someone else, I get it, because I shaved my head. Like, that's fine. But she did, she was like, no, that's fine. Anyway, please buy this $1,000 dress. And now she's like, can you please give my friend this dress for free? Like, fuck you. No, pay me.
One money, please.
I'd like one thousand money, please.
Yes. Only one, though. I'm being reasonable.
Not the asshole. Why would you be expected to basically gift a $1,000 dress to someone? Yeah, I can't sum it up any better than that. This is crazy.
I don't like people. All the people we've read today, I'm like, oh, I hate all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, rough stuff. All right. Should we try to do one more?
Yeah, you read our last one here.
All right. Hopefully it's a doozy.
Getting some diminishing returns here.
All right. Well, first of all, this is the throwaway account, so we have to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to stop smiling so widely for photos?
I feel like yes, based on the title.
43 male.
Nope.
Met a woman, 34 female.
I mean,
just as soon as you see 43 male, you're like, you're the asshole.
Here's like,
by virtue of being a
43-year-old
man.
And I'm like, okay. But right. I don't know. When I read it with other people, I'm always like,
43-year-old man told his girlfriend to stop smiling so much. Here's the thing. As a woman, you
can't win.
Normally,
you're being told to smile more.
Yeah. Everyone's like, smile more, smile more. I get that a lot because I kind of have a bitch face. It's been nice working from home.
Kind of, in quotes.
It's been nice working from home because no one can see what I look like when I'm focused, which is I look very angry. But it's just how I look when I'm thinking. My
That's
mom
that
is the
picture
exact same way.
You sent where it says fuck you in the background and you look like you're so angry at me.
That's just
That's your face. Normal face.
That's my normal face. My mom is the same way. So people will always give her the like, are you mad? What are you mad about? And she's like, no, it's just my face.
I'm mad that you're asking me about this.
Yeah. So if we don't smile enough, we get comments. And now this poor woman is being told she smiles too hard.
That All right. smile just goes too hard.
I, 43 male, met a woman, 34 female, online several months ago. We began talking, and we really it off.
Oh, love to it off.
We really it off. She's a really pretty woman.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, montage of the film Pretty Woman. She has a slight flaw to her physical appearance.
A single freckle.
She has a bad case of TMJ. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
Too much Jess.
This podcast has a case of
TMJ. No, it's a jaw. It's a jaw problem. I think it where your jaw can lock sometimes.
Oh, okay. My jaw pops when I open my mouth.
Maybe don't fucking talk anymore.
Okay. Okay. She has a really bad case of TMJ, which makes it so that she gives one big smile. One side of her mouth curls up into a huge grin while the other basically stays still. Are you sure she hasn't had like a stroke or something? Every selfie we've taken together has her looking like this. While I absolutely accept that this is just a condition she has, I wish she would do what she can to make it less noticeable.
This guy fucking sucks. You are the
asshole. We recently started talking about becoming engaged.
Oh, absolutely. Girl, look, girl, run. Once you get to my age, you're like, okay, whatever.
I can't believe he would be, like, if you are even to the point where you are talking about your partner and saying the phrase out loud, they have one flaw to their physical appearance. Like, you should never
otherwise,
talk about your partner
perfect.
Like that at all, especially not somebody you're going to marry. We recently started talking about becoming engaged. Both of our sets of parents are ecstatic because they apparently thought that grandkids weren't happening from either of us. But when the subject of engagement photos came up, I told her she should not smile quite so broadly so as to let her true natural beauty shine through. Is this where we finish our drink? Because this relationship is horrible.
Too.
Let's bottoms up.
Oof.
A toast.
Why are men?
Lovely couple. She got really, really angry. Can't imagine why. She got really, really angry at this and said that the curled up lip on one side is her natural beauty, since it's her. She said that she isn't even sure if marrying me is a good idea.
She's got it figured out. She's gonna be okay.
She knows. Yeah, she's fine. Girl, good job. I'm the youngest of four kids in my family and the only boy. My father, 71 male, when he heard about this, told me it was no wonder none of my relationships have worked out through all these years. And I need to apologize to her and beg her forgiveness. My mother, 67, said that I should have been nicer, but that she understands.
Your father also has some deformities, but we still made four children.
Yeah, the dad gets it, right? The dad's like, yeah, if you love her, it doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. But like, the thing is, this should be a dead giveaway to this guy that he doesn't actually love her, right? Because if you love someone, you like their little quirks become things that you really like, right?
Like how David can't do math.
No, it's just like no, I'm just saying like that should be a dead giveaway, like that something that is naturally them is something that drives you insane, because mm-hmm. that's never mm-hmm. going to change. That's how her smile looks. And that should be something that brings you joy, because when she's smiling, she's happy. So you should just associate that with happiness. But instead, he's like, oh, it's
oh,
not
no, the,
symmetrical.
Like, babe, I got to tell you, when you smile like that, I fucking hate you.
And the thing is, if everybody knows, I know I'm yelling again, but if everybody knows that, if everybody knows that that's what her face looks like when she smiles, then when they see the engagement photos where she has like this weird half smile, they're going to know that she's not actually happy. Like, this is so rude and so dumb. And I'm glad that she's got the right idea.
Yeah.
By saying, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah,
marry.
Like, ooh, kind of a red flag here.
I love that the guy's dad is like, this is why none of your
Yeah, like, yeah, this is why you're going to die alone, son. I just worry that if they do get married, she's gonna wake up with her jaw like cut open one day, because he's like, I can fix it.
I got you surgery for Christmas.
Merry Krimbus.
I'm gonna do it myself.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Crisis.
Oh, so there were some bad people on the episode today.
Happy Boxing Day, everyone.
Yeah, I hope you made the most of it.
I'm gonna read through some of these comments.
Boxing Day comes but once a year.
Yeah, if you want her to be her best, then let her smile however she wants. Your dad is 100% correct, and you are a huge asshole.
The commenters always get it, except when you disagree with them.
Dad showing up to the engagement photos like, are you winning, son?
That's what I was thinking. He's like, no, because my idiot girlfriend has a stupid smile.
Stupid, ugly fucking smile.
Just look at her. Beautiful and ugly.
You're the asshole. You have an issue with how she's smiling, and from a medical condition, no less. Yeah, it's not even something that she can control. Oh, wow. I don't know. I hope either she leaves him or he reads the overwhelming response from several thousand people telling him he's a massive asshole and maybe has a moment of coming to Jesus and makes it up to her. But I don't know. She deserves better.
So the TMJ refers to the temporomandibular joint in anatomy. Those joints are the two joints connecting the jawbone to the skull. The joint is unique in that it's a bilateral joint that functions as one unit, and they can't work independently.
Do you see through the camera when I pop my jaw? Do you see it?
Yes.
Popping? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pop really and lock loud, it. Too. It's really
try
loud
to get it
too.
In the mic. Yeah, do it right in the mic.
Did you hear it?
No, it might have been under the noise cancel, but it'll be picked up in GarageBand.
All right, I'm excited.
Jaw movement. Okay, yeah.
Jaw ASMR. Yeah, wow.
I just feel like most of these posts are just like, break up with the person you're dating because you hate them.
Clearly you don't love her. Yeah, if you loved her, you would think that it was cute, right? Like,
yeah,
that's how she smiles.
Well,
good Boxing Day.
Yeah, I had the gin combined with tonic, as is tradition.
I hope everyone tried to make the most of this weird Christmas.
Yeah.
And if Christmas sucked, then I hope you do something in the next week that makes you happy. Go buy your favorite junk food from the store. Go walk somewhere scenic.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your favorite movie and eat your favorite ice cream and just do something that makes you happy, because this year just blows so hard.
That's why I'm doing music this week.
Yep.
Just love to do music, even if it's with
Becca. I'm rewatching New Girl because
I did that already. It was so good.
I love this show. It's like, I enjoy it by the virtue of the characters aren't believable. So at no point am I like getting sucked into the story in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to think about my life or my decisions, right? Because sometimes the show gets a little too real. I don't relate to any of the characters in New Girl, like, but part of the joy is that they are so much caricatures of different personality types that I love, like, watching how it plays out. Like, it's just a fun show.
Weren't we saying the other day in the group chat that you said there were characters that you were like or would be? I don't remember the context.
Well, I mean, I relate to Jess in the sense that I feel weird most of the time, but then also like Cece in the sense that she's kind of aloof and like a little bit closed off. I don't relate to the model part of her.
I'm glad you were clear on that, because I was
people
prepared
would have been
to
confused.
Tear you down. Yeah,
people would have been confused.
Yeah,
yeah. But and then, you know, I see bits of David in Nick Miller, but that's fine.
I think I decided I wasn't like any of them.
Yeah. I'm not really like any of them either, but that's why I like it. Like I said, yeah, it's a good show.
Mm-hmm. I rewatched. I never finished it, so I watched through like the fourth season maybe, and then I went and rewatched it over quarantine here, and it's been a delight. I really enjoyed that show. I was sad when it ended. I didn't realize they had like a very short last season because they weren't sure if they were going to come back, so they just did a quick like to wrap things up kind of. It's fun.
Yeah, I've never seen the ending. I think I've watched through season 5, maybe.
Well, you're in for a treat. A lot of shenanigans going on there.
Great.
Mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching BoJack Horseman. That one.
That's a fun show.
It's got a lot of feelings in it. It's a difficult show sometimes, I think.
I watched the new episode of Big Mouth, and that was one that also was difficult because
the new about, you know, season or which one?
The new season of Big Mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it a couple weeks ago.
It was good. Yeah. But they do like they cover a lot of difficult topics in the context of a show technically about teenagers, but it's very adult.
Yeah. I've
show.
Seen people asking who is the target audience here? Is it teenagers who are like trying to navigate life?
No.
Or is it adults who have done it? And they like, you're like, oh yeah, that sucked.
It's adults reflecting on puberty.
Definitely. I appreciate, though, that they're not always good with the way they address things, like bisexuality or whatever, but they...
That episode was weird, yeah. Where she was like, I'm not bi, I'm pan, and then, like, erased bisexuality in a single sentence. It was weird.
Yeah, I didn't like some of that, but I appreciate like that they're even having any conversation about that. They're trying to bring it up because yeah.
And then this season, I was younger, they had a trans character mm-hmm. voiced by a trans person.
I know. Exciting. I was so excited for that. That made mm-hmm. me so happy.
I think that was just cool because, like, how often do you see a cartoon that even has that kind of representation, right? Like.
Well, I thought they, nice. I liked the way they addressed Missy's voice actress being a white woman, basically like not a black woman. And like that was about that character finding her identity. And then yes. after she figured out who she was, they changed the new voice actor. Yeah. And they didn't yep. mention it. They didn't say anything. It just like it happened. She and I was like, I'm voice. Glad they recognized and stopped doing that. Like they.
Well, and I'm glad that they worked it into her arc, right? Because Missy is a biracial character. She's mm-hmm. half white, half black. So she was voiced by Jenny Slate. And then Jenny Slate decided to step down to do the right thing and have her be voiced by a black actress. But throughout the arc of this season, it was about Missy like meeting her black cousins and discovering her racial identity. And then, like you said, at the end, she discovers that she's kind of a combination of all these different pieces of herself, which even removing the racial component of that is a great message for like teenage girls, because I think when you're a teenage girl, like you're trying to work through so many different identities, like every day you feel like you have to be someone different. You have to put on a different kind of face. You have to do whatever you need to do to be the most liked or to get approval or whatever. And I liked that they kind of took a step back and like, again, I don't know if this show is for teenagers, but I really liked that. That was like, being a person is hard, and it's okay if you sometimes feel like you are a patchwork of different people, and like all of those identities are valid, and you mm-hmm. can bring all of them to who you are. And I thought that that was really good. And then they wove that into, like you said, the story of her, you know, becoming herself. And then them being able to cohesively switch voice actors
yes.
without too much disruption. I was confused when I started the season. I thought it was just going to be a different voice actor, and it was still Jenny Slate. So I was interested to see.
I was how too. Yeah, I wanted to see how it. That would change.
Yeah, yeah. I love Jenny Slate, and I love
oh,
her
me
for,
too. Yeah,
for I... doing that, I think that was the absolute right thing to do. So it was really cool.
Yeah, and clearly they've learned from that too, because they're casting appropriate actors for other roles. So
yeah, I think they're setting some good examples and making a funny show. Some of the episodes were stressful. I wish that we could have talked about mental illness in the way that Big Mouth talks about it when I was like in health class in eighth grade, because like looking back on it, I definitely had my fair share of issues. And it was just something that was like, no, that's like a clinical thing. And if you say that you're depressed or you say that you're anxious, you're going to have to go talk to the counselor and it's going to be a whole thing. Rather than it just being like, no, this can just be a thing that you go through and it's something that
we can talk about and yeah, and
we can just talk about it and it's normal. Right. Like, I think the show is very cool. I'm trying to get David to watch it. It is weird.
I don't know that it's his vibe.
It is a weird show because it's teenagers, but then they're talking about sex and you see their genitalia, but they're cartoons, so it's kind of okay, but yeah.
I appreciate that it makes it kind of a joke and makes it funny. Like, they cover those topics, but they allow it to be silly or they allow it to be heavy. Like, they're different, people respond differently, so I appreciate that. Yeah. Because for me, when I'm dealing with stuff, I need it to be kind of funny. Like, I need to be able to joke about it, or it doesn't help me to talk about it unless I can interject with nonsense.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the target audience is like people past puberty who are trying to think of how to better maybe help their future kids through puberty or current kids through puberty. Of like, this phase of our lives is so incredibly weird, and the historic thing to do as parents has been to just not do anything, just let it happen,
to give them the sex talk.
Yeah. Or there's the character fire, like Nick Kroll's parents in the show, who are like, oh, you better make her come and stuff. Like, it's the hyper liberal parents. Like, there's only the two extremes.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've done a hell of an episode in terms of length. So,
well, it's Boxing Day. So,
yeah, you really, if you don't go out for a Boxing Day, like, when do you go all out? You probably don't.
It's the best holiday of the year.
Mm hmm.
You sit around, you get a little day drunk. It's great.
I'm just glad. I know when I was younger, Boxing Day would always overshadow Jesus's birthday. So I'm glad that's not the case anymore. You know, people really,
Boxing
they make
Day
room for both of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Equally important, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ask anybody, they're going to tell you, number one holiday, Flag Day. Number two, Boxing Day. Number three, Flag Day again. Number four, Christmas.
It was like on New Girl when they were talking about like, Thanksgiving is the least sexy holiday. And they were like, what are the most sexy holidays? And Schmidt's like, one, 4th of July. Two, Independence Day. And then I think
Arbor
four
Day.
Was MLK Day.
He's not wrong. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out. We're both a little drunk, so we're going to play video games. And
yep.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.